I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The Lebanese Health Ministry says 9 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes on southern Lebanon. Israel and Hezbollah have accused each other of breaching a ceasefire that came into effect last week. John Donison is in Jerusalem.
This ceasefire has only been in place for a matter of days, and if it's not over, it's looking pretty fragile. So we've had the Israeli military confirming that they have carried out strikes on what they call Hezbollah terrorists, rocket launchers and their infrastructure throughout Lebanon. Earlier, we had 2 rockets fired over from Lebanon, and Israel said that was a breach of the ceasefire and that they were going to hit back hard. Earlier in the day, Hezbollah says it was Israel that had broken the ceasefire with airstrikes that killed 2 people.
Donald Trump, the incoming US president, has issued an apparent warning to Hamas in Gaza. He said there would be all hell to pay if the remaining Israeli hostages were not released before he took office next year. Mr. Trump said the hostages were being held violently and inhumanely. The president of Turkey, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has called for concessions on all sides to end Syria's 13-year civil war after Syrian rebels seized the northern city of Aleppo in a lightning offensive last week. Barbara Pletasha is following developments from Beirut.
The rebels are now in full control of Aleppo, but their advance further south seems to have slowed. In the meantime, the main powers backing each side are discussing how to respond. Iran supports the Syrian regime and Turkey the rebels. Their top diplomats met today. Afterwards, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called for compromise between the Syrian government and opposition. Iran and Syria's other crucial ally, Russia, have said they will continue to support President Assad, but it's not clear what that will look like because both countries have been distracted and weakened by conflicts elsewhere.
Opposition parties in France say they'll bring down the minority government of Michel Barnier within days after he forced his social security budget through without a vote in Parliament. The Prime Minister told MPs he'd decided to use special constitutional powers to adopt the budget after opposition parties tried to introduce amendments. Our Paris correspondent Hugh Schofield has this assessment.
Normally, the governments win that vote of no confidence. They get through it because they normally can call on allies to support them in extremis. But the current state of the French parliament will not allow that. Barnier is a minority government. And if the left and the populist right come together, as they will, then he can't possibly win. And if he loses this vote on Wednesday, then he falls. The government is out. We go back to where we began all of this, back in August, September, with Macron trying to find a new prime minister.
This is the World News from the BBC. Britain's Prime Minister has insisted that the UK will not have to choose between the United States and Europe when Donald Trump takes office. In a speech in London, Keir Starmer said it was vital that his government worked with both allies. There's speculation that Mr. Trump will launch a trade war against the European Union and reduce support for Ukraine. Analysts say that would put pressure on Britain to take sides. A judge in the US state of Delaware has once again blocked Elon Musk from receiving a $56 billion payout from his electric vehicle firm Tesla. Michelle Fleury has the details.
A US judge has rejected efforts to reinstate Elon Musk's record-breaking compensation package, despite Tesla shareholders backing the deal in a second vote this past summer. Delaware Court of Chancery Judge Kathleen McCormick upheld her previous decision from January, ruling that Tesla's board was too heavily influenced by Musk when the pay package was originally approved in 2018. At the time, the deal was worth around $56 billion. Tesla could still award a new pay package, but with shares now valued much higher than in 2018, a similar payout would be far more costly for the electric vehicle giant.
The president of Guinea has declared 3 days of national mourning after more than 50 people were killed in a crush at a football match on Sunday. General Mamadi Doumbouya announced an investigation into the deaths in the city of Zerakore. A collection of long-lost documents relating to the acrimonious breakup of the Beatles will be auctioned in England next week. The more than 300 pages of type notes were used by lawyers during the legal battle that resulted in the group's official split in 1974. The papers were recently found in a cupboard where they'd been remained untouched for decades. They're expected to fetch up to $10,000. BBC News.